The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. In the Midwest, along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers, the spring floods are retreating slowly in some areas and still rising in others. But as in Boston, we're talking about some pretty resilient people.
Hempsville, Illinois is not overly impressive from a distance, but it has one thing of great value at a time like this, a ferry boat.
More after this from Charlie. While we've all been focused on Boston, towns in the Midwest have been focused on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. On YouTube, one amateur filmmaker uploaded a video of sandbags, flooded playgrounds, submerged roads, and constant rain, and added a familiar soundtrack as a message of defiance. One small town was hit particularly hard this year. Campsville, Illinois is a town of about 300 people. Normally you can get there by road, but with the Illinois River at 12 feet above flood stage,
up in the north end of the county, this is the only way in and out of Campsville.
Brad McBride, deckhand on a ferry named the Miss Illinois. CBS correspondent Dean Reynolds took the ferry to the Campsville Inn.
The catfish fritters are the specialty of the house, but the only catfish here now are swimming through the dining room.
We stayed open as long as we absolutely could.
How many people are out of a job?
About 23, 24.
And there are similar stories all along the Illinois River. 36 miles south of Campsville at Grafton, the downtown streets are underwater. Same thing at Spring Bay. But when you live by a big river, you know this is what happens. And about all you can do is wait it out and stay as dry and as upbeat as you can. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.